Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want.
We all want to feel calm, in control, and like we can handle anything that life throws at us. So what do you do when you're so overwhelmed that you can barely even think straight? Feeling like you're drowning in responsibilities, being pulled in multiple directions, and thinking to yourself, how do other women handle everything seamlessly? When we are feeling overwhelmed, our instincts are to dig deeper, try harder, power through, create better systems. When actually sometimes the things that we need to do are to let go. I'm going to break down some of the top three things that overwhelm women most of all. We'll talk about how to let these things go. This is not a quick fix. It is not a productivity hack. It goes deeper and it will impact the rest of your life. You have been assigned this mountain to show others it can be moved. The first thing that is probably crushing you under its weight is the belief that everything has to be perfect. This is a myth. There is no such thing as being a perfect mom. I wish there was and that I had achieved it in my life, but there is not. Because we, as women, we are only doing our best every day with the tools we have in our toolbox. There is no such thing as a perfect home. Every home has its flaws. Sometimes they get dirty, sometimes they're unorganized, sometimes things don't match, and that is okay. There's no such thing as being in a perfect career or being perfect at your career of choice. Perfect doesn't exist. And when we set this standard for ourselves, we really put ourselves in a bind because we have set this unachievable goal for ourselves. And then when we can't meet it, we feel ashamed. We feel unworthy. We feel less than. We feel guilty. Perfect doesn't exist. It doesn't matter if you're looking to have perfect body, perfect health, perfect meal plan. Even relationships, we put this standard on ourselves that all of our relationships, whether they're romantic or with our family or with our friends, that we should be the ideal. Each one should be perfect. We should never have arguments. We should never have disagreements or not see eye to eye. This is so unrealistic because the thing that makes relationships beautiful is that they're not perfect. It's the same thing that makes you beautiful, is your imperfections. The second thing that is stealing your peace is living a life of other people's expectations. This comes in many different forms, but I think some of the top ones are lifestyle. Everyone has an opinion on your lifestyle, an expectation of how you should be living your life in accordance to what works for them. They should live their life in accordance for their needs and their desires. And you should live your life in accordance to you. This is the only life you get. And regardless of where you're at in your life, honor what's important to you and where your values lie, because your values will not be the same as everyone else's. It is the differences in human nature that make each of us so unique and interesting. Another one is family expectations. This goes for extended family and your family unit, in-laws. There's always this expectation, and I'm sure that we do the same for our own family members sometimes, where they expect us to behave a certain way, depending on if we are a daughter-in-law, or if we are a granddaughter or a mother. And something to keep in mind is to come at this with grace, because none of us are perfect. And I know that I have been guilty of holding my family members up to an expectation of how I think they should behave. And what happens is I feel bad when they don't behave in the way I think they should. And age-related shoulds, expectation. At this point in my life, I should have my life figured out. At this point in my life, I should have ample money in the bank for retirement. At this point in my life, I should. And this goes on and on and on. And, you know, all of our lives take twists and turns. And there are seasons for each of us, and we are all on our own time frame. And sometimes something will happen in our life that will kind of derail us a little bit from the standard status quo. At this point, this should happen or that should happen. By letting go of the expectations that other people are putting on us, or that we are putting on ourselves, will give you peace of mind to live life fully without feeling bad or not good enough, not worthy, or that you haven't hit a particular benchmark in your life yet. The third thing that is exhausting you is trying to control everything. Controlling all outcomes, controlling things out of your control, controlling other people's behaviors. This, I think, women do so often. Maybe we are a little bit control freaks, and that's why. But man, it is a tiring journey to be on. You cannot control your grown children's behavior. All you can do is trust that you raised them the right way and that they have the skills they need to make good decisions for their own life, and let them live their own life. You cannot control your partner's choices, regardless of if it's about their career, their health, what they wear that day. You do not need to try to control it. None of us can control other people's opinions. It would be wonderful if we could, because then everyone's opinions of us would be amazing, and that would be pretty cool, but that's not realistic. We cannot control timelines. Even if we set goals for ourselves, or we expect something to manifest in a certain timeline, best we try time is kind of on its own accordance. And none of us can control external things. By letting go of this idea that everything is within our control, you're really putting the weight of the world literally on your shoulders. And it's very frustrating. I know that letting go can feel incredibly scary, but what I have recognized in my own life when I let go, and also seen in other women who have made this shift, are a few things really improve. One is the mental capacity. When we let go, we are more at peace. We have more mental energy to direct toward the things that matter most in our life. We are happier and more satisfied because we're not getting bogged down with the things that no longer serves us in our life. Relationships really improve by letting go of these things. How many relationships have gone to the wayside over hurt feelings for some of the reasons I've mentioned? It allows us also, when we let go, to be present in the moment, in the things we can control, what's happening right now in our own lives. And by letting go of these things, we have a more authentic connection with other people, but with ourselves too. We are far less overwhelmed when we remove these things out of our lives. Letting go isn't something that happens overnight. Here are some gentle strategies that you can start using to begin your journey. Noticing your thoughts. Are they thoughts toward people-pleasing, perfectionism, or controlling? Ask yourself, is this mine to carry? As women, we tend to carry a lot of weight with us that we can just set down. Practice the phrase, "That's interesting," instead of immediately jumping to try to fix or help, and without judgment, just observing and listening. Setting small boundaries. Start by saying no to one little task each week. Focus on your inner circle, the things that you can control, and the things out of your control, like large world events that you have no influence over, try to let those go. Celebrate imperfections within yourself and others as well. No one is perfect. And when we embrace imperfections, what we see is the beauty in ourselves and others. Feeling overwhelmed is not a character flaw. It doesn't mean that you aren't strong enough, aren't capable, aren't intelligent enough to handle it. It usually means that you are carrying too much. Letting go is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength, inner strength. Letting go means that you are putting your own well-being as a priority. You are letting go to make room for the things that you really value in your life. You've got this. Let go of one small thing today. Have a beautiful day, my friend.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at Connie Reed. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.